mazo de Michael Hero Mary, the epistles taken from the Ecclesiasticus. As a vine, I have brought forth a pleasing odor, and my flowers are the fruit of honor and riches. I am the mother of the of fair love, and of the of fear and of knowledge, and of holy hope. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. For my spirit is sweet above honey, and my inheritance above honey and the honeycomb. My memory is unto everlasting generations. They who eat me shall yet hunger, and they who drink me shall yet thirst. He who hearkens to me shall not be confounded, and they who work by me shall not sin. They who explain me shall love life everlasting. Let's turn to hear the most holy gospel, taken from St. John. That time they were standing by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Women, behold thy son." And he said to his disciples, "Behold thy mother." From that hour the disciple took her into his home. My father and my son, please take a seat. For dear friends, it's very important to reflect the importance of Mary and her Immaculate Heart in these moments of the crisis. Is the solution, is the most important topic to get in, because she said that the last remedy will be given to the world is her Immaculate Heart and the Holy Rosary. So it's very important, I repeat again, to have a real understanding and a real depth of what does mean to be devoted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. You notice in the Gospel our Lord, on the cross, hanging on the cross in agony, he gave us Mary as a mother. But it's very important the context in which our Lord gives to us his mother is at the foot of the cross, on the cross. This is extremely important circumstance, because our life on earth is to be at the foot of the cross from birth, yes, until we die with Christ in Calvary. This is our life on earth. It's like the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. From the very beginning of the Mass is the agony in the garden until our Lord is crucified and die with us, together with us. This is our life on earth. So it's why many Catholics are missing the point and going astray from the right focus that we are supposed to be doing now. What we are supposed to be doing now, because they don't understand this circumstance. So we are in this life at the foot of the cross, offering up our Lord, his cross, with our cross together, but with Mary at the foot of the cross. And our Lord on the cross gave us the duty of taking care of his mother. See, behold thy mother. So this is to be devoted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. To love the cross is to love Mary. To reject the cross is to reject Mary. So it means if we really want to be devoted to Mary, we must be at the foot of the cross our whole life. That means that the center of our life must be Mary and the cross. It cannot be separated. The cross and Mary cannot be separated. This is the mistake of many Catholics. They see the very sweet, tender mother. Yes, they stick to her, but forgetting the cross. And if we don't embrace the cross together with Mary, we cannot have Mary. We reject Mary together with the cross. If we reject the cross. So it's an illusion to think that we can have Mary and her promises and her tenderness, her graces, without embracing the cross. Totally, it's an illusion. This is why, if we want to grow in the love of Mary, we have to grow in the love of the cross. Goes by hand by hand. And the best devotion to foster this spirit is Our Lady of Sorrows and Our Lady of Solitude, both together. Our Lady of Solitude, especially when our Lord died. Yes, it's the fifth sorrow of Our Lady. But those sorrows of Mary goes on, keeps going. Yes, the burial and Our Lady on Friday, Good Friday night, being in great solitude, sorrowing. The Holy Saturday is also the sorrows keep going. Even the 20 years after she remained on earth, helping out the apostles, she was in continual solitude. Because she wanted to be united completely with our Lord in heaven. So the agony, the great pain to be separated from our Lord, from His glory, from His life, from His presence and continually, it's a sorrow, it's a solitude that we can imagine how powerful was that. And everything she suffered for us, in order to keep with accompanying us, doing the will of God. So, we are obliged to love the cross with all our might, especially now it comes together, Lent, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, first Saturday, the crisis, the Antichrist governing the world, and the cross being despised by everybody, almost everybody. So this is the moment to show our Lord by a tremendous good Lent, to make a good Lent, that we want to be at the foot of the cross, not only Lent, but the whole life. Saint Benedict says, Lent should be the usual state of mind and soul of every Catholic. Yes? It's a short dosage, only 40 days, that we might at least 40 days to show our Lord that we love the cross. That's why our life should be very different from Lent, time of Lent, than from the rest of the year. If we don't do Lent well, it's a bad sign that we don't love the cross and we will not make it. So, our little sorrows, our little solitude tell us that we must look for crosses if we don't have enough, even. So this is the spirit of the saints. They knew that because the cross is the salvation, the cross is the blessings, the grace come from the cross, they had to not only to embrace the cross, not only to love it, not only to carry the cross of the others, but also even to seek after more crosses. It's why it's essential for the love of Mary to love the cross. If we want to console Mary, this is the whole point. So our Lord wants her to repair her heart. So devotion to Mary goes hand by hand in repairing her heart. And how do we repair her heart? By loving the cross, of course. Because we will be carrying her cross, releasing her pain, her anguish, her solitude, putting upon ourselves, upon our shoulders, what she has, what caused her anguish and sorrows. This is why it's a great pity that we don't pay attention in sacrifice and surrendering completely, to be willing to lose everything for God's sake, for God's will, for Mary's sake. That we are not ready to give up our time, our skills, our whatever we have, in order to please Mary. We have too many selfish considerations. that we want to keep as a priority upon Mary in love, upon the cross. So really we are very far from pleasing Mary and Christ. Really, it's scary. And this is a call for you, my friends, to really ask for the wisdom of the cross, the love of the cross, and to embrace the cross that you have and the cross of the others, the cross of Mary, especially. And don't forget never that we are in this life to be at the foot of the cross. We are here to be at the foot of the cross our whole life. And it's in this moment that our Lord has been taken away from society, from families, from the churches even. This is why the best meditation in this moment is to go to Good Saturday devotions, Holy Saturday. On Holy Saturday you don't have Jesus anymore. You don't have Mass that day. You don't have priests. You don't have ceremonies until night. And Our Lady is the focus on Holy Saturday. Because she's the one who kept the cross of our Lord, because she kept the faith, the hope, and charity burning. Our Lord went to limbo, his soul. And she kept the cross, holding the cross. She was the strength of the apostles and the disciples. She was the one who kept everything that the apostles need to keep going. This is the moment that we are living now. It's like Holy Saturday. So we are obliged to go around Mary, but not only Lent, not only during our times of prayer, but our whole life. This is the consecration to Mary. To give Mary, especially our cross, every minute. Giving up and sacrificing ourselves completely. To whatever price, to consecrate. To be consecrated to Mary means to sign a check in blank. You don't measure the price. You don't care how much will going to cost even your life by being faithful to Mary. So this is why you have to be very, have great regret for every sin, whatever sin we commit, whatever venial sin, whatever willful sin we commit. We have to be very, very sorry. It's the beginning of wisdom, yes? It's the beginning of the fear of the Lord. The beginning of the real devotion to Mary. To hate sin with all our might and to love Mary and the cross with all our might. So let's pray and let's ask for these graces to Mary today.